Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Hey, it's a great day for music and musings on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Maybe a day to buy a Bible, too. Hey, welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. We've been together in Mosaic of Voices in the Arts, Politics, Personal Growth, and Justice. How are you? Good Friday for those who celebrate in the holiest week of the Christian calendar. You know who is selling Bibles. We'll talk about it. Has he gone too far? And one of his enablers, the former RNC chair, Romney McDaniel, had an auspicious start at NBC News for about a day or two and then got ousted thanks to social media and pressure from MSNBC hosts. Now the right-winger crying foul and talking censorship. Not so sure I agree. How about you? We'll take it all on, and we'll celebrate with some great music. We have Your Forgotten 45 in the mix, see what comes over the transom as we get moving. On this Friday, March 29th, it's 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, high noon here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. If you're taking along for that live ride, early riders today, we got the Facebook page and the Pop in the Chat Box available. And, of course, the bustling 24/7 Twitter X feed is 24/7 at AB Wright. Chime in when it works for you live or on podcast. All being helped by the talented Ever Ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Instacart. No time for grocery shopping? Click it off your list. Instacart.com can help. Also by Old Navy. Time to spring forward to great styles and savings at Old Navy. And Chumba Casinos. You like playing slots and blackjack? How about doing it online for free? ChumbaCasinos.com is the place to play. And by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. So what do you say we go to a place where you can enjoy music and musings and then some? I'll take you there. Let's kick things up with the Staple Singers on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. I'm waiting for you to chime in.
I know I'm late.
Help me, come on, somebody help me now. I'll take
woke up this morning, turned on my TV set. That living color was something I can't forget. This man was preaching at me, yeah, laying on a charm, asking me for 20 with 10,000 on his arm. He wore designer clothing and a big smile on his face, selling me salvation while they sang Amazing Grace. Asking me for money when he had all the signs of wealth. I almost wrote a check out, yeah, but then I asked myself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back tomorrow, there's something I'd like to know.
Can you tell me?
Would Jesus wear a bonnet on his television show? Would Jesus be political if he came back to earth? Have his second home in Palm Springs, yeah, but try to hide his worth. Take money from those poor folks when he comes back again, and admit he's talked to all those preachers who say they've been talking to him. Lord, help us. Just ask yourself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star?
$1 billion by the White House? Thanks.
Well, I don't
money
think it's
gives...
It cost me billions of dollars to become president.
You know how this goes, Donald. You've done it yourself. But you're struggling.
Reports confirm that he's losing big time in the money game.
The Trump campaign squandered its $200 million cash advantage over Joe Biden.
They spent all your money.
The campaign has already had to cancel events this week.
All those consultants and pollsters, all those ads, none of it's working. They're getting rich, but you're getting ripped off.
So an enormous share of the money was just sunk into the act of raising the money.
Falling behind in the polls.
The margin here, Joe Biden consistently is see ahead.
A 10-point lead, a double-digit lead for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden with a lead over President Trump.
All that money for nothing. You're paying for failure, and now it's your money they're blowing.
I'm really rich.
Much more money than we had last time, double and triple.
Can you imagine if I lost to him?
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Well, Jesus was a homeless lad with an unwed mother and an absent dad. And I really don't think he would have gotten that far if Newt, Pat, and Jesse had followed that star. So
let's all sing out praises to that long-haired radical socialist Jew.
Oh, when Jesus taught the people he would never charge a tuition fee. He just took some fishes and some bread and served up preschool lunches instead. So
let's all sing out praises to that long-haired radical socialist Jew.
Oh, he healed the blind and made them see. He brought the lame to their feet. Yeah, rich and poor anytime, anywhere. Just pioneering that free health care. So
let's all sing out praises to that long-haired radical socialist Jew.
Well, now Jesus hung with the low-life crowd. Those working stiffs sure did him proud. Yeah, some were murderers, thieves, and whores, but at least they didn't do it as legislators. So
let's all sing out praises to that long-haired radical socialist Jew.
Well, now Jesus lived in troubled times. The religious right was on the rise. Oh, now what could have saved him from his terrible fate? Separation of church and state. So
let's all sing out praises to that long-haired radical socialist Jew.
We know sometimes I fall into deep despair when I hear all those hypocrites on the air. Oh, but every Sunday gives me hope when pastor, deacon, priest, and pope are all
singing out their praises to some long-haired radical socialist Jew.
They're all
singing out their praises to.
Good earth shook the day that Jesus was reborn. In Anchorage, March the 27th, 1964. When he came back, this time though, it was as a baby girl. Her parents said her mission was the same, to save the world. God looked down and said, oh, the times they are a-changing. I will send my only daughter as soon as I complete the staging. All the land shook and rolled and split. There was no warning, except Gabriel had told the mom she'd arrive Good Friday morning. So it came to pass that her parents named her Zuli. A bright and happy child, also willful and unruly. The birds would come and visit her. They wished they could take her with them when they left their roosts for winter. She would always miss them. Zuli won a scholarship, though the classes mostly bored her. She loved the other students though, and the teachers all adored her. We learned more from her, they said, than we could ever teach her. But there were times when we just could not reach her. Here to love each other, that is all. And organized religion, that's comparatively small. Not that I don't love all those so-called holy ones. Why are there so few daughters among the leaders with my sons? Now she runs a charter boat on Resurrection Bay. She takes tourists to see the wild creatures every summer's day. In fall she teaches bush kids at the boarding school in Sitka. On those long December nights, she is the light of winter.
Blumenthal, the dated references to some politicians you might have caught, but the sentiment is resonating today for sure with what's going on in our politics and our culture. Long-haired, radical, socialist Jew. I don't think Jesus would be approving of the nonsense that the neo-fascist Christian right purports in this country, let alone the guy they've anointed. Wow. Speaking of which, would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show from Ray Stevens for a slew of folks, including audio regulars Nixie, Pearly, and Chloe. Thank you, gals, for chiming in on the live ride via the PopNet chat box and the Twitter X feed, respectively. Really appreciate playing with you. Appreciate playing with you in real time. Indeed, I do. Ay, 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 and I'll take you there. Spirited opening from the Staple Singers on this Good Friday high noon with Amy Beth. Love to have you aboard. Anything, everything on your mind, by all means, please weigh in. The Twitter X feed is AB Ryan's. The phone line, should you be joining us for the live Friday March 29th, ride is 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also available for those live riders. So chime in however it works for you. So did Don McCon go too far this time? Is it blasphemous to sell these $59.99 Bibles with, by the way, an insert of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence? He wants to dismantle the Constitution, by the way. And, of course, he's already tossed out in his own life the Ten Commandments. So what's it all about? And are you buying it? Who's buying it? I guess there are people buying it along with the golden snake. Somebody came on, a religion professor on some show the other day, said if he sold the package together of the golden sneakers with the Bible for like $300 or something, people would buy it. There are people. There are dupes out there who would do it. Craziness. Meanwhile, President Biden got a big lift in terms of cash and gravitas yesterday. Last night he was at Radio City Music Hall for a big fundraiser with some stars. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton, and they raised about $26 million to add to his coffers. Already that campaign is on the right track in terms of money versus Trump, who is begging for money for his legal fees, never mind the campaign. But, you know, money is not everything, and we can't take any vote for granted. I always say vote blue no matter who. Press it, have constructive conversations with fence sitters, and, of course, we have to worry about those pesky third parties. RFK Jr. announced his running mate, Nicole Shanahan, who is a lawyer with no political experience, once married to the head of Google, so she's got a bunch of bucks and has donated money, to be fair, to usually Democratic causes, but has funded a lot of Kennedy's campaign, including that ill-conceived ad in which he usurped his uncle's presidential ad way back when in 1960, and got the Kennedy family miffed. The whole family is against him. They showed up at the White House on St. Patrick's Day for a celebration with Biden. They're all backing Biden because we know first of all, he's a crackpot in terms of his policies, and this is a guy who was once respected. He lives around my neck of the woods, or did, was once a respected environmental lawyer, but he became sort of this anti-vax nut years ago and has gotten even worse with some of his views. Some of them are right-wing. Some of them are crackpottery. Some people say he might take from Trump as much as Biden. I'm not so sure I believe that. Some people knee-jerk go to a Kennedy name thinking it's affiliated with the Democrats. But either way, it doesn't matter because he cannot win. Even if he has great policies, he cannot win. Remember 2016? Remember 2000 when Nader took votes away from Gore and essentially helped Bush win the White House, even though Gore won the popular vote? And in 2016, same deal. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, but nipping around the edges from Jill Stein worked to give the Electoral College victory to Trump in because of places like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. It just happened, and that could happen again here with RFK Jr. and or Jill Stein's back in the mix, as is Cornel West. So we have to be wary of those third parties, and we have to do the best to dissuade people who are fed up with the system and all that nonsense, which happens every time. You have to vote for Biden to save things. Even people like Liz Cheney are on board. You've got to save democracy and then quibble about the policies later once we have our system intact and Trump is sidelined. MAGA will not be sidelined completely. There are other people out there. There are people, you know, moving the puppet strings like Steve Bannon and Stephen Miller and all that stuff. But once he's sidelined, it's going to be harder for them to come up with somebody else, and we can at least put them, you know, reconstitute your party, take back your party. I respect Republicans. I don't necessarily agree with their policies, but as long as we have the foundational principles to fall back on, we're okay in America. Let's keep that in mind. Twitter, X, feed is AB Rice, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, find out chat box. Let's see what you guys are saying. What is it? Chicky Plus says a true billionaire Christian would be giving away Bibles for free, not selling them. Yeah, I get it. It says it all that he's going to this, lowering himself to this depth, so says Home Tit. And a rule of law says, Marjorie Taylor Greene, are you selling Bibles in Rome, Georgia this weekend, or are you going to Mar-a-Lardo to party with drinks all weekend? Don't worry, I didn't say where you live, like Donald Trump Bible salesman would. Yeah, he likes to throw that out and encourage his followers, hoodlums that follow him to harass other people. And that's very dangerous stuff. He knows what he's doing, and it's very scary. He did get a gag order on his latest hush money trial, which is slated to begin, get this, April 15th. I love it because that's a perfect date for a tax cheat. But we'll see if it actually happens because, you know, there'll be more delay tactics in the mix. And he was supposed to not talk about the court staff, potential witnesses, jurors, et cetera. But he went around and, of course, made some scathing remarks about the judge and about the judge's daughter who apparently retweeted something. Again, you're fishing for things when you start picking on people who are ancillary to a whole darn thing. But there you go, and some people go for it. Cat Moon says, a great message for Good Friday, only $59.99. Buy my Bible, so says Donald, big mouth Trump. Voting blue no matter who because this country is going down the tubes if Trump gets reelected. We know that's possible, and we know it's a threat. Don't vote third party. I'm with you on that one. Denny says, Trump's sneakers and Bibles campaign is exactly what you get when you abandon decades of institutional strength of a party that you hijacked and destroyed, all the while inviting and recruiting extremism, rudderless, chaotic, unstable, unpredictable, and undeliverable. Trump Bible and voting blue no matter who. Exactly. We're on board. We're all on board with that, guys. That's for sure. Anybody else we want to get to right now? We want to. Ronna McDaniel, by the way, got ousted from NBC because a large part of it was due to the fact that the MSNBC hosts were unanimously against it and social media pressure as well. This is a woman who was the head of the RNC, enabled Trump to go around with his propaganda big lie campaign and actually helped him maybe in Michigan with the whole false elector scheme. So we're not sure she hasn't been charged with anything legally yet, but we'll see. I don't know who advised them to hire her, but I saw the smattering of her appearance on the Meet the Press, and she's still waffling about there were some issues with 2020, although she conceded that Biden was the legitimate president. So it's very strange, and they ousted her, and now there's a backlash on the right-wing media saying it was censorship. I don't see that as censorship. I see it as the right to vet the voices that you have on. They should have Republican voices, and goodness knows they do. Nicole Wallace, for goodness sakes, was George Bush's communications director and was part of the McCain campaign. She has one of the most popular shows on the network, and she's a very good, formidable, maybe she's an ex-Republican, now she's an independent, but a verifiable voice. They have Michael Steele, who also is a show, former RNC chair, a verifiable voice, not an election denier. That's the whole difference, as is Charlie Sykes, a commentator and former talk show host, and Tim Miller. They have a whole bunch of them on there. So it's not about not hiring other voices and people from another party. It's about election deniers and people who are actually part of the whole propaganda big lie machine. That, I think, is the problem. Truth and Justice Social says what NBC News is saying is that they won't hire election deniers, conspiracy theorists, or liars, which is exactly what a news media outlet should do Integrity matters. Facts matter. Truth matters. Do not need propagandists. Firing McDaniel was right. It was the right thing to do. And I kind of agree with that. But, of course, it just gins up if we need more of it. More bad blood on the part of the Republicans versus the liberal media. So good to have you. Happy belated birthday, Captain Fantastic Elton John and his cohort, Ilse Zaka, celebrated 85 last week on the End of the Dark Nation. Weigh in.
It could have been me, but it was you.
Oh,
Once again, you've fallen for one of my classic pranks.
Chain of Fools, head to a Trump rally on the Amy Beth Oakley Show. Aretha Franklin, of course, for Johnny Fever's Hangover in honor of Aretha Franklin's heavenly 82nd birthday on March 25th. Speaking of fools and speaking of birthdays, not so forgotten 45 for Maurice, Why Do Fools Fall in Love from Diana Ross, who celebrated her great 80, wow, on March 26th. What a great performer, groundbreaker, singer, leader of the Supremes, solo career, and great actress, too, some great movies, including her Oscar-nominated role in Lady Sings the Blues, which I was too young to remember first round. I think it came out 72, 73. I don't know who won that year, but I think she was robbed. Great performance, indeed, in a biopic about Billie Holiday. Check it out if you get a chance. It is worth the watch. For sure. Diana Ross and her daughter, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Tracy Ellis Ross, good actress too and fun in that show, Black-ish. And one of our not-so-forgotten 45, got to roll this one out for different people every time. A lot of folks called in for this one, including Marcy and Adam. It's Herman's Hermits. She's a must-to-avoid in honor of Ronna McDaniel and her quick gig and very flashy ouster from NBC. Intriguing indeed. And Bad Blood from Neil Sedaka and Elton John. Neil Sedaka celebrated his 85th birthday last week, I believe, and Captain Fantastic himself, Elton John, celebrated his 77th birthday on March 25th. A lot of birthdays that day, according with same day as Aretha Franklin. Wow, musical genius, royalty. Don't forget there is that special. We talked about it last week. Coming up April 8th, I believe, is the date on PBS. It is the celebration of the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, setting both Elton John and his lyricist Bernie Taupin this time. It sounds fantastic. One of my favorite duos. Check it out on your local PBS station. There's going to be a Billy Joel concert, I think his last one, too, at Madison Square Garden coming up sometime in April. Check those dates. If I find it, I will give it to you. Speaking of TV shows, there is this documentary they're running on HBO and Max, if you get it, called The Truth Versus Alex Jones, about that horrific internet troll with his InfoWars shows and his conspiracy theories and all the nonsense he's perpetrated all these years, but particularly the last decade, and we're talking a decade, he harassed the Sandy Hook family, is pretending that was a false flag put-up event by crisis actors, and it never really happened kind of thing. Well, he was charged and found liable for defamation in two cases, one in Texas, one in Connecticut, to the tune of multi-millions of dollars. He hasn't paid a cent. He's filed for bankruptcy, but the show still goes on. And I'm saying, why is he? He's not going to pay all those millions. And by the way, they're not in it just for the money. They want to shut him up, but they can't shut him up because he keeps going. Somebody's funding the show. He must be making some money. They should garnish something. They should extract whatever they can. And, you know, if they can't do it, they got to hire Robbie Kaplan, the lawyer for E. Jean Carroll, who can find ways to extract everything from Donald Trump. We'll see. Actually, nothing. No money has changed hands there either, but... outrageous stuff. This guy is deplorable. I mean, he really is just disgusting. Not good at all. Twitter, X feed, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet chat box. Let's quickly go around the horn as we go, because we got some music to get to as well, of course. Where we want to go? Oh, Major Wiseass, love that moniker, says, I'm a pro-choice Catholic, and I find this reprehensible. Trump selling Bibles. Christ kicked out the money changers and peddlers out of the temple for a reason. This is so much worse. It's blasphemy. Voting blue to end Trump and all his evil. Vote blue to save democracy. What a joke. What a disgusting thing to do. Indeed, the Bibles are just rolling off the shelves. I don't know how the sales are doing, but his desperation, he knows no end to the desperation. I mean, that's just the way it goes, I guess. It's crazy. Narada McDaniel, friend, we have anybody on that, Aurora? Let's point me in the right direction. Let's see. I don't know. I can't find one. I'm on the wrong end of it. I dislike flippable Rana, too, but some people think that she got a raw deal because why not have other voices? Well, the point is you can have other voices. I just said earlier, you can have voices like Nicole Wallace. You can have voices like Michael Steele. You can have voices like Liz Cheney. These are all viable voices. Cassidy Hutchinson, I think, is doing a great job. Sarah Matthews, Cassidy Hutchinson came out very forceful. These are young women. These are people under 30 who worked for Donald Trump and are coming out saying he's horrible. Cassidy Hutchinson went as far as to say we have to also vote out all the Republican enablers in the House of Representatives. These are women who, I mean, I don't get it. I'm not a Republican, but they never voted for a Democrat in their life, and they're staking it all on the claim that they want to save democracy, and I applaud those people, and those people need to have voices. But to have somebody who waffles and flips and flops, it was ill-conceived hiring. You could argue that firing her so fast was bad. They're probably going to have to pay her off. She also got dumped from her talent agency, I heard. I mean, when it rains, it pours, poor Rana, but come on. She brought this on herself, and she's part of the pandering group, and don't think it's gotten any better under Lara Trump, who says, you can trust me. I won't sell you out. You can trust me. I know where to spend the money. Yeah, you got the Trump name. You know where to spend the money. Indeed, craziness. Hey, I want to give a quick shout-out to our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story, Madeline in where's Madeline? Boynton Beach, Florida. Okay, that's nice down there. She says, thanks so much for the shove. I am writing again, and believe me, living down in Florida ain't great when you're a blue and a red state. I hear you on that one, too. Hey, keep going. Keep us posted. Inspiration to Action. If it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout. You deserve it. You're also helping other folks on. If you need a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one's on me. Give me a few weeks to connect. Do so via the website amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access through the Twitter X feed, or just Google us. Hey, while you're there, check out my award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, ebook and paperback via Cozy Cat Press. We have other goodies available. And links to the podcast and a place to chime in with guest suggestions. Forgotten 45 and Big Story Requests as well. And, again, we have social media connections. It's a one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com. So rock on, guys, with creativity. Here's a one-hit wonder that I loved from my childhood. Became gold in March of 1974 from David Essex. You love that sound? It just sort of takes me back somewhere. I'm not sure where. Thank you.
a boy when he made that vow. I'd bet it all that he knows by now. All men,
all men,
all men are liars.
Their words ain't worth no more than worn out tires.
Hey girls,
girls,
bring rusty pliers to pull this tooth.
All men are liars,
and that's the sweating on getting it started straight. All men,
all men,
all men are liars.
Their words ain't worth no more than worn out tires.
Hey girls,
girls,
bring rusty pliers to pull this tooth.
All men are liars,
and that's
Hello, I'm Amy, the Third Degree Show, a Forgotten 45 for Allie, in honor of Nick's 75th birthday on, I think it's March 24th. I don't know, it's a cynical song, but he also wrote What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, so like so many of us, he can straddle the entire spectrum of human emotions, indeed. Good stuff and fun stuff. All the young dudes, by the way, are feeling great. When David Bowie had a Mop the Hoople song back in 1972, they had already broken up, but got back on board with that big hit. Their biggest, I think, back in March of 72. And speaking of the 70s, when I was a little kid with a little black transistor radio in my bed, I would listen to David Essex and the one-hit wonder Rock On reverberate from that little box. And it still gives me a jolt. We all rock on with music and with our values. The foundation is voting blue no matter who, organizing people, having constructive conversations with persuadables, and there are persuadables. Eddie on the PopNet chat box writes in, you know, I voted for Trump once. Yeah, I voted for him twice, but three times and I'm out. The country would be out. He is nothing but a false prophet. He is horrible. All the things people said about him, including Hillary Clinton, were right. And I'm sorry I voted for him, but now I'm voting Biden-Harris, and the third parties are no-go, too. Thank you for your show. Hey, thank you, Eddie, for admitting that. It's hard to admit that, especially to people who you know are on the opposite end of things. So that's what I say about constructive conversations. Bring people into your fold. Talk to people. Have ideas about why, we didn't have a talk because it came over the PopNet chat box, but why did you vote for him in the first place, but not in an accusatory way. Let people have their say. I think it's important to understand both sides. Listening is more important than just flapping your lips, if you know what I mean. Though I flap my lips a lot, too. I get it. Let's go over to the social media horn before we sashay out of here. Don has gone too far with his con with the Bible, so says Burnett. He was a fool to the fore, now an even bigger one. Yeah, okay, I get that for sure. He's using that murder of that police officer to his advantage, putting, as he would say, crime back into law and order. Yeah, he made a lot of blunders about his talking. But yes, he did show up, and it was a tragedy that happened in New York with that police officer, 31-year-old man Steve Dillard, killed at a traffic stop. Apparently the guy that killed him had a long record, and that's horrible. And this revolving door justice system is horrible. But the truth is that the stats are really on the side of the fact that law and order is more in the stead of everybody in good, better shape is what I'm trying to say. Statistically, violent crime has gone down, but it's still there. And being a police officer is a hard job. And you don't have to be a Republican to be part of law and order. I think it's a very convenient narrative to back the blue when it's convenient for you, Donald Trump, who said nothing about all those police officers who were beaten mercilessly. My tongue is not working today, on January 6th, and one died. And I don't care if they said it wasn't an exact murder with Brian Sicknick. He did die from the beating. And Fanon came within an inch of his life. And Harry Dunn and Sergeant Susan Grinnell and all these people. So you can't back the blue when it's convenient for you because the narrative is off. That's ridiculous and that's wrong. But you know, people were accusing Joe Biden of having this event yesterday when this poor man's wake was taking place. It was scheduled a long time ago. I am sure Joe Biden has reached out. I know he talked to the mayor. I can't believe he will not talk to the widow of this man. And he was a young man, 31 years old, left behind a young widow and a 9-month-old son. Your heart breaks. I mean, it has to break. It doesn't matter what. It has nothing to do with politics. It's horrible. And being a police officer is a tough job for sure. But Joe Biden is the consoler in chief. I am sure he will reach out. And it's cheap shots at the right wing you're taking just to try to capitalize on something awful, awful and cynical, if you ask me. That's my take on it. Mary Elaine on Facebook says, the ever-horrific Sean Hannity, who last night made a blunder, which in truth made for the actual perfect description of his network, Fox News. He was leading out of his show to hand over to Greg Gutfeld when he said, "Let not your heart be troubled, Greg Gutfeld standing by to put a smile on your hate." This is actually the mantra and mojo of Fox, pandering and making the flock feel reassured and confident in their bigotries and selfishness, addicting them to that reassurance, which makes for humongous ratings. Bigots want to be proud and put a smile on their hate. They really do. Leave it to this putz to spell out their mission, albeit mistakenly. Ouch. Sometimes those Freudian slips. It's like, where did I hide all the eggs? I'm hiding from myself. Hey, happy Easter if you're celebrating. I hope you have a blessed one. I hope you have a joyous one and have fun with the kids as well. Holidays sometimes are a lonely time, so if you're feeling lonely, please reach out. I'm here for you. We're here for each other via social media. You can friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy, and I am at AD Wright for the 24/7 Twitter X conversation. Thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, for keeping us moving, and thank you so much. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Come back and see us on the End of the Darkly Show. The Mets opening day was delayed today, 1:40. I'm going to try to catch some of it. So put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. We'll leave you with John Fogerty. Take care. You know, I love you all. ¶¶